A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, May the 16th, 2022. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Evans Zuminga.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about soccer. You know, we have been hearing a lot about what happened at the weekend pertaining to soccer, and people are actually surprised that there was so much hooliganism in a match between Highlanders and Dynamos yesterday, Evans.
Indeed, Gibbs, it was like a war zone at Babafield Stadium in Bulawayo yesterday when Highlanders clashed against the bitter rivals Dynamos in a Kasolaga Premier Soccer League match. The match was abandoned in the last few minutes of the game after Dynamos fans invaded the pitch, disputing a goal scored by Bosso. All hell broke loose at some point as Dynamos fans attempted to remove one of the goal posts, perhaps the first time ever for fans to take such action in Zimbabwe soccer.
Before the incident, Highlanders Football Club fans invaded the pitch when Dynamos player Bill Antonio Scrutetti sent Highlanders player Andrew Tandy to hospital. According to Bosso medics, Andrew suffered a compound fracture on his ankle. He is hospitalized at a local medical facility. Let's remember that, you know, today the Premier Soccer League also suspended, you know, all Kasilaka Premier Soccer League matches with immediate effect until further notice, following incidents of violence and hooliganism that continue to take place in football. So in a statement, the PSL said it condemns what it terms as serious hooliganism that is tarnishing what they are terming the beautiful game of football. So they are saying they are currently trying to find some kind of lasting solutions to all the challenges that they are facing, and they are scheduling a meeting with security officials, including the Zimbabwe Republic Police, the PSL, and, you know, club officers and marshals on what happened yesterday at PF. You know, we haven't seen such kind of violence, especially when fans try to uproot, you know, even a goalpost and all those kind of things. We are happy that we have somebody to explain what happened. You know, we are attending that match. Yeah, Evans.
Hey, there's always a first time, I suppose, and zvakaoma kudaro muriye Zimbabwe tinokutingamidzai kuchirongwa Live Talk. Nasi tiri kukurukura maererano nezvemutambo wenhabvu. Takatarisana nemutambo wenhabvu wakatambwa nezuro kuBulawayo pakati peDynamos neHighlanders, timu mbiri idzodzi dzine makore akawanda dzichirwisana, dzichitorerana nekunongedzerana. Pese pavanotamba panowanzoita mvonga mupopoto, asi yanezuro yanga yakati pfurikidzei mwero. Takaonawo vanotsigira Dynamos vachipinda muground vachizama kudzura dzura magedhe pachirwisana-rwisanwa, zvinova zvakapa chimiro chakatuma kuti mutambo uzomiswa usina kupera zvakanaka. Tanzwawo sangano rePSL zvichitaurawo zvakare kuti naizvozvo vabva vambomisa mitambo yenhabvu munyika kuti vaedze kuongorora zviri kuitika, vaedze kutsvaga kuti vogadzirisa sei nyaya dzebhora kuti ritambwe zvakanaka munyika. Tichanzwawo kune vakanga variko tichinzwa kuti zvakafamba sei zvichienda nekupi, asi pari zvino ngatimbonzwai kuti zvakananga nekupi. Baba Gedzi.
Iye, siyabonake kuti izolo sivile kufika khona ngale Evans bekungani azasi kubone, kodwa ke siboneke sungani sokusempini. Ngasikhuluma ke siyake sibone kule hooliganism abantu bajikelane belimali kube njalo, kodwa-ke ukuthi abantu bezama ukuthi bakhiphe i-goal post bebaleke layo, lokho kwakusenzakala kudala senze imbeji ezikwakhweni. Tungadlala ibhola, dlala ibhola ngenxa songani sokubheda sutha phansi, suhle unyamalala lebhola lakho kumbe lamagedi. So kwakulobu zima kakhulu ngakho khonokho-ke mfowethu. So-ke siyabona njalo ukuthi umdlali we-Highlanders ulimele Evans. kutwa mwen di tandi, ou kanti we simile kanchwa, ngali, we tanamos. So ke, konapo vele kushe wafu msindi, nawan bange ne crown, venja konke, awa ngani, awa chaza mwenza, koto wafu kese kana, simili, sipona anza nga shupa. So we've got some footage as well, of, you know, some people, doing what they were doing there even, so maybe go ahead and tell people what you're seeing there.
Yes, Baba Dube. Tiriku nyaya tufambira mbele ne chirongwa live talk. Tiriku nzwa pano kuti tine ma video atika kuratidzai nemifananidzo atika kuratidzai kuti muone zvimwe zvezvakaitika kumutambo wakatambwa nezuro iwoyo pano zvakaitika karate chaiyo mugrounds kusvika vanhu vada kubatirana zvibhakera kutemana-temana nekupotserana kwezvakawanda saka tine zvatichaona mumifananidzo nemumavhidhiyo mune zvichange pane zvakanga zvichiitika muzvara nezuro rambai makatarisa chirongwa chichienderera mberi Baba Dube.
Yes, some dynamos players also taunted the assistant linesmen while police were trying to cool down temple. There was a lot that people saw there. And the match was finally abandoned in the last few minutes of the game. So both sides are saying to blame about what happened, but there are some people who are the owners of the teams. And one of them is here with us. He lives in Bulawayo. He was watching the match, and he has a lot to tell us. And his name is Brilliant Moyo. Babu Moyo,
izolo etikubone BF kunzima asikwazi ukuthi yikwini okwenzakalayo abantu sabe sicabanga ukuthi silanda umdlalo okwakudala sokwaphela siyabukela ibhola but okubuye izolo bokunzima sibone umsindo omkhulu kakhulu ibhola ingathi nje liqalise kuhle i-first half saya ku-half time kukuhle amathimu onke kuyi-0 ka-0 zahamba ku-half time ithe ziphenduka ku-half time kwabuye ngathi ibhola selitshintshile kwangathi abadlali abasadlali kuhle kwangathi abadlali sokudlalwa ukukantana ngathi akusadlalwa kuhle laqhubeka ibhola linjalo lokhu kudlalwa lapho okuqale khona ukukhoza umsindo ngathi kule umsindo vele ubongathi ukhona phakathi komdlali we-dynamos omunye indoda ade mude so nxa umnanzelela ebholeni nxade umbonile ade yi-strike ase-dynamos loo ndoda lowo athi ongathi ngale la ma-defender ayele ndazi athi ongathi hayi akukho mnandi ngoba undoda lowo bongathi nxa engakhaba ibhola ungathi sekhaba ama-players ama-defender ayele nda nje bongathi akukho mnandi kodwa-ke hayi umdlalo wangathi uyaqhubeka njalo nge-second half kuthe ansakwathiwo sokudlalayo many minutes waba njalo-ke kwaba lo mdlali we-dynamos wangena kuba umdlali we-ayele ndazi uthandi u-adebele 2 number 4 yikho lapho ukuqalisele khona ingxaki kuwumdlalo awuphindanga umdlalo waba right ngoba umdlalo umisiwe isikhathi eside kufuqwana kanzima egrawundi sibili phakathi kwegrawundi umediki la umediki be-dynamos sabona umediki we-dynamos nxa ulayo ividiyo umediki omunye i-dynamos ade thola isikhwama ufuqa omunye umediki wayale ndazi wamfuqa waze wawela phansi wahlala phansi ngezibulu sibilisa samangala then isitoweto ngale la ichinga sibili kungamanga right khona ngale ichinga kodwa umdlalo urefu-ke wayesenika-ke umdlalo we-dynamos i-red card vele umdlalo awusaphindanga wahamba kuhle khonapho kusuka khonapho umdlalo azange usaba right ngoba abe-dynamos sebeshotile azange besaba right nabo abe-dynamos ama-supporters ngale besechinga ladlala-ke ibhora sekuyi-90 minutes i-islanders-ke yascowa ithe isanda kuscowa nge-90 minutes-ke yikho lapho abe-dynamos bahle becele e-ground unfortunate ukuthi urefu besefakile i-13 minutes i-added time ngoba befake 13 minutes yizathu ezifakile nxa ngaqhambamanga yahlehla-ke i-islanders-ke nge-90 minutes kwahle kwaba ukungena kwe-dynamos e-ground abe-dynamos athinki ingakwazi-ke khonapho ukuthi ukungena kwabo ngoba urefu kube le player le-dynamos elinye eliphambanisane lo goalkeeper wabo lawela phansi ku-penalty box. Urefu yena wathi play on bonke lo lazi mina ngoba bonile
but ngazansukatheka mbijana
umthindo abanye babena
yesikhathi ngazansukatheka kancane so kodwa konke konoko okwenzakeleyo singathi wena ungakubeka usithini libhola kumbe sokukhona obeyond esikubonayo so what is it exactly
okulapha kathi eseZimbabwe kuningi kakhulu okukhona ekhaya lapha esiphila ngakho kuningi kakhulu sibili okunye singathi libhora okunye kuyabe ngasikho bhora okunye kuyabe vele kunamaquba akhona abekhona kuma-supporters vele ayikhona kuzom ngale ukuthi leyi team ngeyangabi kuyangathi vele indaba lana ayikapheli eyasukela thina esayitholayo esingayaziyo lathi esathola lokho kunjalo kungathi kuyabe kubanjelwana amaquba akhona kuyabe ngathi sometimes nxa sokusilwa laphana okwebhora kuyangathi kuyabe ungasikho kuyabe sokukhangela nani ngemhlobo uyabona ungakhangela abedynamos bengena iground bequphuna amagedi bewisa iground amapholisa ebebabukele bebambe izinja bebabukele ababalandanga kodwa-ke kungashifta kube ngabantu ama-supporters e-highlanders i-tear gas ihle ithelwe khonapho khonapho abantu behle belungisiwe ngezinja khonapho khonapho kodwa-ke esikubonileyo izulu amapholisa agoqe izandla bakhangele bequphuna amagedi akula into abayenze yona akula tear gas singalivenza silandele igemi yemantaba ama-supporters e-highlanders laphana urefreni kayi-penalize ama-supporters e-highlanders ahle angene egrawundi amapholisa ahle agijima akula grawundi adilizwayo emantaba akula gedele adilizwayo emantaba but amapholisa ahle agijima ayasimba ama-players e-highlanders athi esuka njalo ahlathela i-tear gas izulu asikubonanga khulumayo ukuthi kuba la maproblemu anjalo ukuthi-ke nxa sokukhangelela umdlalo ukuthi nxa sokulabanye abantu asebenza into enjalo
ye kumbe izandla yeosukubambaumlomo lapho sukubamba umlomo so it was what Mr. Brilliant Moore is saying is that this is beyond soccer it's all about now some tribal issues just put it in a way that he actually put it so he says it's beyond what people can think is happening in Zimbabwe right now because he says it seems as if even when it comes to soccer hooliganism there are some people who are treated by the police as special people than others like he's citing the match between FC Platinum and Highlanders in Shabane where police actually beat up some Highlanders fans but he says at BOP yesterday they were just watching the Dynamos fans trying to tear down one of the goal posts. So at the end of the day, let's talk about these kind of tribal issues, whether they are in this kind of scheme of things. Go ahead, Eva.
So, Nyaguzwa, Baba Dweni Muzile, Baba Emoyo. So, Varukuti Nezuro, Zavakaona ground. Zvakanga zvisiri zvebhora chete nekuti nyaya dzacho dzakanga dzaakutaridza kuti dzaakupfurikidza dzichipindira kune zvimwe zvatingati magariro evanhu kugarisana kwevanhu kwakanaka panotaridza kuti vakaona sokuti pane vaibatwa zviri nani kupfuura vamwe nemarefuri zvotaridza zvakare kuti mapurisa paanopindira munyaya dzacho vanoita sevanotsigira vamwe voita sevasingatsigiri vamwe zvoita kunge pane rusarura rumwe runenge ruchiitika pazviri zvinopa picture isiyo yakanaka asi matsanangurira ari kuitwa naamoyo ari kutaridza kuti vanoona sekuti pane rusarura runenge ruchiitika nopiya nyayadzeitoidoti zvopurikidza zvosangana nezvimwe zvakawanda wanda saka vari kutsanangurira mafambira zvakaita vachipa muenzaniso webhora rakambotambwa masvondo aperayo pakati peFC Platinum neHighlanders uko kuwange uko rino vachiona zvakare kuti imbwa dzairumiswa vanhu mapurisa nekurovana nevanhu zvaingorerekera kudivi rimwe chete zvichisiya rimwe divi zvotaridza zvakare kuti pane kakusawirirana nekakusarura sarura nekakunongedzerana nongedzerana kariko panyaya dzacho tazindwa baba ndiwezwa tawa na wa moyo.
Yeah, we vote Mr. Regis Musango, you know, he's a ZANU-PF activist and a soccer follower. Can you talk to him about some of the things? Maybe Sean again will tend to English. I know he loves soccer a lot. Mr. Musango, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Magasimbe, Mkoma. Tiri kutaura pano tamtati chinzwa kuna la moyo la chitipona nzira zvakaitika nezuro kupapa field stadium takatumirwa mapicture nema video ari kutaridza kuti nezuro kwanga kusina kunyatsomira zvakanaka ameno kuti makaona osei chimiro chakanga chiriko nezuro ichi.
Yeah, thank you. I think ndakangoita ndakangoona in passing, handina kuzonyatsa kuverenga into detail, but ndakaona sokuti zvinhu zvaimboitika kudhara. I think tichitarisa zvedu nyaya yesoka in general zviro kuzimbabwe, soka yekuzimbabwe, handiti remember kwa kuchingwa neproblem yedynamos versus highlanders, of which I think on the kumasoka kuzifa chaiko they should have done something about it way back. Saka, I think this is just my result of what has been happening before. It's like Zaid Kagudara, Zaud Agudoka, of which I think FIFA should sit down and restructure and put my laws in soccer so that, as it says, net tribalism, says net team cut, because like some of us, we grew up partly in Glawayo. And we have no.
Yeah, we got.
You are getting cut off, Musango. So let's try to get to the other guest, Mr. Brilliant Moyo. So Moyo, we actually have to vele. We listen away and the Timbar Villanters of Tala. So when Ubonajan, how far is it going to put Ubonajan, Musango? In a few minutes. Mr. Musango, hold on there. We'll come back to you. So hold on. So Baba Moyo, Nako, so which village of Talaris? Is that far a village court? So one and Guruma. Baba Moyo, we are Nizwa Kumbi or Sanus. I think Baba Moyo has been cut off there. So maybe let's go back to Baba Musango. Baba Musango, we are Nizwa.
Yes. For such a long time, I think the history of Baba Field Stadium is that it was sanctioned. Yes, it's a place where they have to end up with a fight. I remember when I was young, my brother used to live in Kumzlikazi, Z11, and every time there's a soccer match there, we know that even in the convenience stores around the area or there will be a little bit of a temperance there. And that, for me, I think it's something which I found out that this one has differed before. So that when we are going to the Rufaro Stadium, we are going to Baba Fields, or we are going to any other place in Zimbabwe, it shouldn't resemble as if, we have got some issues that are actually being surfacing through soccer. You see? And if you look at whatever happened yesterday, there is really nothing that you can actually call upon what exactly happened yesterday. Zvinhu zvakanga zvingori pokubva kudhara, zvisina kuitwa resolved. Saka I think FIFA, kana iri serious, inofanira kuresolva ma issues okuti kana vanhu vakaya kuzotambira kubhabha Field Stadium. It shouldn't be a problem. I remember there was also a time when now Highlanders came to play with Masvingo United, and there was so much havoc around Mucheke neighborhood there after the game. And there were just some fights that are not needed really. Even people who never go to watch that soccer on the streets, they were victimized. You see. So when you look at it, is it really because of the match? Right? And if we want to discuss and say it was because maybe the referee didn't do a good job. But so which means my referee is the other referee between Dynamos and the Highlanders. They are wrong referees then. Right.
So
I think I think it goes deeper than that.
Ndikubatei muromo ipapo vatsango saka muri ku zvamuri kutaurawo inini kuti ndo zvinofanira kuti zviitwe kuti nyaya dzemhirizhonga idzi kumutambo yebhora idzi dzipere zvipi ndezvipi zvaita zvamungano mberi.
Right, you know, I think when you look at the issue iripo between maybe the ground issue, I would say that. I don't know before that. But the ground issue, and I thank the president for my commissioning along with it and you know, coming together as a dialogue, the chief says the Delilands. I think so far on that level things are moving very well. And I hope that they will continue finalizing these issues so that can find my compensations and that it's done and then just can I say it was appear. We will now try to see what then will be the issue. Can I issue can I it dog? But I think this is not emanating from the ground issue. Whereby people in Matabele, they still feel like things were not done and fairly.
Yeah.
Things are not were not correctly. So I would think that any time when there is a close proximity of activities. In the soccer environment, the other team can shout bad names to other team. Remember what Zinedine Zidane did that time in the World Cup, right? He ended up being given a red card and he kicked out because somebody had said something. So there's always a provocative environment in soccer, and they can turn now to a situation where when the soccer is done, right, people are now moving out of the game. Fights can start, people can start, commotions can start, and stuff like that. How do we prevent that? Right. So I think the fundamentals of soccer in Zimbabwe, especially between the teams in Matabeleland and the teams in the other part of Zimbabwe, they need to be resolved on the platform of the Gukurahundi issue, of which the president is moving forward with that program. And I think it's working.
Yes. This will be overwhelming for the team. Hold on, Zindinga. This way. Uthi baba umoya wena uthini akho ukukhuluma ngovusango ukuthi
hayi hani
kulomthelela yini baba umoya ngizwa
ngiyakuzwa baba
yeah lapho baba uvusango uthi vele kungani kuvele kule zikhini ezingani kumele zilungiswe la phakathi kweHighlanders eDynamos uyakhuluma futhi ngodaba lokukhula wonke lokunye ukuthi so kungabe kukhona pho yini kungani kuyashintsha khona.
Ngiyamuzwa uthengoba ngubaba uvusana
uvusango
ngiyamuzwa uvusango lapho yakhuluma lapha ngimlalele singakubeka njalo but ukuthi yini indaba yakhona nale indaba zangkhona ezisukela khona vele khonapho ukuthi kulisana njalo ngemhlobo nale ndaba akuqalisanga namuhla vele asikho indaba yakathethi engabe ekubeka naye uright asiyali indaba egugulawunje vele indaba ehluphayo indaba vele esemlilweni umongameli ukuthi elungise but asimboni thina lapho othi ulungisa khona indaba nale egugulawunje asimboni angazi ukuthi yena ukhuluma ukuthi ungaphi kwakhona ngoba asimboni thina lapho abantu bangkhona bengena bezama ukulungisa indaba egugulawunje and then lokuthi yena uyakhuluma ukuthi abantu abawela izindaba nalezo bazakhompasethwa and asikaboni into zonke nalezo ukuthi kulabantu asebakhompasethwa kumbe sokuleqiniso kwavumayo ukuthi hayi ngiyavuma mina i-ground yithe esayenzayo abantu bafuna khonoku ukuthi kuze kuyeke inhlungu zabo egcekeni ukuthi hayi siyavuma sibili total ukuthi hayi yithi sibili esakwenzayo abantu ukuze ambona ukuthi abantu bengafuna i-compensation abantu abantu bona bafuna ilizwi eliphuma kibo ukuthi hayi siyaxolisa yithi kwavela kithi lokhu mbona ngathi yiko lapho abantu abanga khulula khona izinto zabo ambona ukuthi bengafuna icompensation angazi khona apho njalo kanti
yeah so ngasikhangela ke awonthi lokho sokufuna ke mthandazo phakathi kuba imthandazo vele singathi kusizokunqedile so kuvele kuyafiwa la
akuvele kuyafiwa ngoba ungakhangela abantu kwenza kwabo hayi akumnandanga even lathi size siyesaba ukuthi ngikho ukuthi kathi ikwaqhisa okusenzakalani elizweni leli ngikuyini okwenzakalayo yabona and kusebunzimini ngoba awukwazi ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo kodwa into ekhona ukuthi yena upresident nxa kunguye okukhona kathesi nguye umuntu omele egijime phambili elungise udaba lolu ephumele egcekeni imbone ephuma egcekeni ukuthi uyalungisa udaba lolu enguye upresident okwamanje elungisa udaba asikhethi ukuthi singwayiliphi ibandla mbo ngwayithi hhayi sidinga ukuthi yena upresident okhona kathesi elungise udaba nalolu olukhona
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sicela ubambe khonapho so actually zinika is actually agreeing with what Usambi says. Says you know there are some underlying currents that are causing all right. this kind of havoc. So I also had an interview with Mr. Samuel Dube. Mr. Samuel Dube was in our show early this morning. So let me try to bring in that interview so that you can hear exactly what Samuel Dube said. So at the end of the day, he was with another Zimbabwean who were talking about what's going on in the country right now. Hooliganism, yes. Violence, yes. But what more can people find out of this? Here they come.
Udongudong lobu between the Highlanders and the Dynamos, siyayazi. Into eyasuka kudala vele. Into ezihlala ikhona njalo. Ayipheleli lapho. Isituation yelizwe lethu. Ukuthi ipolitics isuka ibe involved entweni zesports. That's why manje sibona izifa sigcine isinikezwa ilokhu njani ama sanctions lawa amazi. Ilizwe lethu kunedivision, kunomoya wokwehlukana kakhulu ebantwini okuyikho esikukhangelelayo thina ukuthi abaholi abazongena kube ngabaholi abazoletha kubambane abantu singabona ukwehlukana ngoba thina sesisilwa izimpi zakudala mani ezabokhokho kumele ngabe singene kahle kahle ngoba into le ibuya ekudeni kakhulu ibuya ekudeni kakhulu into le
so singathi lapha ngenza umbusazo akukho kuni vele abantu balakhonokho
hayi injalo injalo khehla injalo ubukhosi uyabona into ngithi ngibeke phecele ngithi mina kubangwa ubukhosi ibukhosi and singabi lokhu esikhuluma sichallenge sihlumpini yibukhosi babantu basempumalanga lathi thina abanikazi ubukhosi thina abefilo thina abakamzilikazi kamashobane ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ubukhosi vele babukithi ngakho kodwa kwathi ngemva kwempi yombangazwe laphana sokungene osopolitiki bayiguqula lento le yingakho ilizwe lakithi libhekane nento eso yingakho sithi thina manje esisebenza ukuthi sikuvuselele ubukhosi kumele sibeke inkosi eyiyo ezobusa sithi thina we are getting rid of this politics ngoba ayisebenzeli lento le and ubukhosi siyabazi ukuthi amakhosi ayiholwa umoya kumele sihambise umoya phambili oyiyo obambanisa abantu elizweni ngoba iinkokeli zethu azisawuhambisi umoya phambili sezingama-intanethi zihambisa into zelokhu njani ezemali phambili into ezingelabuntu so sithi thina sivusa ubukhosi obuzeletha iqiniso lothando lokubambana ebantwini
ye kodwa-ke wena ngubona kwakho kungaphungulwa njani khonokho
ukulwa ngokuvusa ubuntu ngoba ubukhosi bulobuntu ubukhosi hayihambisa umoya phambili abantu ngicela bazwe kahle khonapha inkinga yaseZimbabwe is interconnected ayikho kusport kuphela lokhana isikhathi izinto ezimanifesta ezikuthi is part of vele inkinga lena ikhona kunenzondo yenani ukuthi abantu basempumalanga bathi umzilikazi wangena elizweni ngomkhonto yingakho sabona into ezifana nogugura hondi nabethi ba-revenger khonokhwana kodwa madoda zimpi zabokhokho asifumeni kuzo thina sibambanele kodwa lokhu kuzenziwa ngamakhosi ngoba ama-politicians bahlulekile ukukwenza singazi ukuthi uchanisa uzimisele kangakanani ingakho simpuhle sithi chanisa sitshele ama-policies akho on culture and spirituality state sabantu ukuthi what are your policies, what is your manifesto, uzokwenzani, what do you say about ubukhosi ngoba yibo ubukhosi obuzoqeda konke lokhu kwehlukana esikubona ebantwini bethu
kosikabheka umuzi emabutyani otuphosela kuba ungakaqhutheki khonapho.
Ebonjani baba Tuli?
Ngiyaphila phoyi, khosela khona.
Right man, sibonile i-video le eyenzakale lapha e-stadium igcwele nje kuma-social media. Nathi nathi esisemzini yabantu sebethi hayi impilo ivele liyiphila leyo, seyifika ngenye indlela since nje bekulokulwa kulo ongapheli. Nathi bethi abasifune ngapha, ma sebebona sonke ezifana nalezo seyifika ngenye indlela. So icala sengathi ayina-control i-football yakithi, ngathi umdlalo yakithi ayina-control, ayinabantu abayiphethe kahle. So icina sokuba ngenye indlela engabukeki kahle kwezinye indawo.
So manje wena ubonani kumele kwenziweni njengoba kukhanya kuhlupha kangaka?
Into so laba abaphethe imidlalo, laba abaphethe imidlalo bemele bebone ukuthi bayicontrola, beze neplani engasiza kakhulu. Njengoba bekusho umfowethu lapho ukuthi sometimes ama-courts yomele ayilungise into ephakathi kwamaNdebele lamaShona. So cause ma singathi ama-politicians ngathi ihlule kudala, ama-courts maybe ngayenza kungcono. Cause ma ungahlanganisa mina ama-politicians ngithola ukuthi sinamakhesinyana nje abantwana nje sakhula. Ma uthola ukuthi umuntu ongumNdebele uhlangane leshona uhlushwa kakhulu, uhlushwa kakhulu. So into efana naleyo ngeke izilume nje. Angekho into engalunga nje, so simple shouthi nathi sizobuya siyishere ebantwaneni bethu, nabantwana abo bayezoyishera kwabanye kwabanye, izoqhubeka injalo. Mayeke ukuthi ayilungi.
So that is very much the Evans, you know. And Samuel Dube.
So
they are really concerned about what is really happening. You know, they are saying all this is about capitalism. You know, people must not hide behind their fingers to say there is no such thing in the country. So maybe let's bring in Mr. Vusango so that he can give us a perspective about what really he thinks about some of these things. Evans, go ahead, sir.
Yes, Baba Tadzoka, Food Kwamori. Tanzwa ama zedu pa phone vachitaura wo vachitsigirana nenyaya yekuti kuseri kwebhora kune nyaya dziriko dzavari kunongedzera vari kubata nyaya dzetribalism vari kubatswa vari kunongedzera kunyaya yana gukura hundi iyoyo iri kuramba ichidzoserwa mudariro tadzoka futi kwamuri handei nayo muri kuonawo sei.
Yeah, Mr. Dwe, most of the time, Pamlo, when you play something, I realize, I don't know if it's my gadget, I realize that I don't hear anything. I think it's always the case. So maybe if you tell me what you are saying.
That's exactly what he was saying.
That's what he said. Okay.
So basically,
you can tell here that, like what he said, Brother Dilly said, there are underlying issues there. So basically, because of the Kukurahundi issue, whenever you put Highlanders players together with another team that is from either Mashonaland or the other part of the province that is not Matabeleland, that notion will be ringing the bells behind their mind. So you would see that even the way they play the soccer professional. Yeah, remember before that after the game, people, you know, had my Rima Panga and all that and all that. And all that all because of what happened before. People are trying to settle some scores. You know, there are some unfinished business that you cannot just, on the street, you cannot just pick somebody and say you want to fight with him because of that. So in the game, it's easier because you are going to, you know, you push each other, you're going to, you know how the soccer is played. You're going to step on each other. You know, you can see even from before that, most of the injuries between Highlanders and some other Dynamos and all that, the rate of injuries is always higher than when maybe Highlanders is playing Amazon. You would see that there is no really chaos after that, even if they play at the Amazon Stadium or at, you know, at Barberfield Stadium. Whereas, I've seen also that plays with, probably, let's say, plays with United, if you check even in the history, usually there was not really those issues much. And I now realize that it has become the national team outside Matabeleland. Whereas the Dynamos, I mean Highlanders on the Matabeleland side, whereby Dynamos also became the national team in Mashonaland and Mashingo province and the other province. So when you put these two giant teams, You are actually putting, pretty much if you want to be clear, you are actually just putting a Ndebele guy and a Shona guy, and you are telling them to play soccer, but they've got issues to deal with Kukura Hundi. Instead of you putting them in a game, you might as well just tell them to stop playing the game and resolve some issues if they have issues before the game started.
Hey.
That way, because this is exactly what the issue is all about. You know, it's those unfinished issues that are keeping on hounding our soccer and most of our games, pretty much the soccer games in Zimbabwe.
And
I think it's high time that need to be fixed.
And Mr. Fuzango, how can it be fixed? Let's talk reality here. We have heard what the president is attempting to do in terms of around the issues and so forth, but it's not working out very well. Like some people rejected it and said, no, we don't want the president to be involved in this. Let's have other people that are neutral, you know, to handle it. So how best can this issue be resolved?
Yeah, you see, the issue with the national reconciliation program is that when you remove the person who is the president of that country into the equation, then he usually does not really come out. So I think what we are lacking in Zimbabwe is tolerance, that the president, if he's the one who is initiating it, he said he's a listening president, I don't think he will refuse to hear people's discussions or to hear people's pleas. So I think what we need is just tolerance. And for people to... let me say this, Brother Gibbs. I don't think Zimbabweans are ready for reconciliation.
Yeah,
especially people in Matabeleland.
You are getting... Fed out a little bit. So
okay.
Yeah. So continue there. We continue there now.
Yeah. I don't think people are ready for reconciliation. I think he ready for a revenge of a reconciliation. Because if people are ready for reconciliation, they say we don't want this, we don't want that. There's nothing wrong for them to say that. But at the same time, it's better than nothing. If we are going to sit on the table to talk about something to do with Kukura Hundi. To me, if we accuse that the president was involved in a way because he was part of the government, then to me, I think it's actually a good discussion to have him in there. To be able to now maybe say his own side of the story. But if you remove people who are actually part of the, or you are accusing, or who you think they were part of the problem.
Yes.
Without those
Okay, Mr. Fuzango, thank you. Just hold on there. Let's bring in Ubaba, who's brilliant. So Moyo, we are moving up here for the world.
Ishwe khona yokukhethana ngomhlobo izaqedwa njani ikulapha esikhona ukuthi bona labo abaphathayo ukuthi bona baza isoluva njani indaba yangkhona then ngizwile lapha nebeke sithi iHighland mayidlala le Chapungu kumbe le Mazulu kungela msindo because lawa amathimu akhulumayo ngala ama supporters but ungafaka amathimu astrong ungathi thatha iHighland le Cape United. Kuba lomsindo ngoba awukwazi ukuthi amathimu owuthiwa la ama-supporters la amanye amathimu ungathatha even i-chickenini le Highland akula msindo even uthatha iyada ibuyizodlala le Highland ngoba iyada ayina ama-supporters amaningi alo msindo ungakhayela igame yadlula ye-independence i-Highlanders yathi ihlohla nge-independence ama-dynamo supporter ajikela izinto phakathi. So ungakhangela ukuthi indaba yakhona ukuthi iqalisa ngayo kulisana ngabe ngoba why lapho kwahlehla khona iHighlanders le Dynamos ne-Independence umsindo bajikele izinto phakathi egrounding ngiyakhumbula ukuthi nxa ula ividiyo yangkhona uyakubona khona phana njele indaba ye-ishu le e-ground ye-ishu le inzima even lo president athinki layo uyehlule ukuthi engasoluva njani kodwa mina ngokubona kwami ukuthi upresident la kumele ebuye ebantwini lapho okulendaba khona ngokwakhe ezokhuluma labantu ngokwakhe yena upresident ngokwakhe efike ekhulume labantu ebona ukuthi indaba yangkhona isoluva ezwe abantu bona ukuthi bathini bafunani laye ekhona upresident hayi ukuthumela omunye umuntu ezizwele yena ngokwakhe upresident ekhuluma nabantu kuhle kuhle. So yikho kuright. Angazi khona bokani.
Ye, nxa ubufika ukuthi kumbe sifake la ngesikhiwa ngapha khonapho sizwe ucela abantu ukuthi bengakhuluma kuyo siyabeza emuva khonapho. So ke qhubeka baba kutho lokuthi ubona ngani pho kungathiwani nesikhiwa nje ngamafutshane xa ufisa nxa ungafisa ungafaka ngesindebele.
Andizafaka ngesindebele emini nizabacedisela kanti.
Ye, ngudube qhubeka baba.
Dube
ye qhubeka.
Ubusithi ibelisithi nabana nisale bambanga kahle.
Iye kuyo phambili pho kumele kwenziwe kona ngombono wakho. Kumele phela kulungiswe lokho.
Ngombono wami mina kanje ngombono wami mina ngokubona kwami okumele kuyenzakale ukuthi vele i-issue kuzisolve le indaba naleyo kwenzela ukuthi abantu abalamaqhubu nalawo nabantu abalamaqhubu ngale ukuhlukana kwembono le ukuthi i-government i-president wayekhona kuvoted bonke bekhona bebuye endabeni naleyo uhlale phansi labantu bakhona bekhulume bezwe abantu ukuthi bethini yiwo umbono ongaqeda abantu bona sebesuka lesombululo sebezwile ukuthi abantu bathini ngoba kwakathesi yena u-president vele ambona ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi abantu bona bathini ngendaba naleyo ye-ground ngendaba naleyo abantu ababophana ngayo emkhulu ngendaba naleyo ukukhethana ngemhlobo. U-president nguye omele ephume egcekeni ebambanisa abantu bengakhethani ngomhlobo abantu bebe ngabantu abayi-one amazimbabwe ngamazimbabwe kube ngabantu abayi-one even ukhuluma isiphi isihlobo abantu bephendulane ngelanguage eyiyo abayikhuluma mina ngaze ngibuye ngikhuluma ngeyami ilanguage nawe ukhulume ngakho ilanguage kumele ilanguage yakho layo izwisiseke eyami izwisiseke yabona kungabi le ndaba naleyo yikho lapho ungumbono wami embona khona kanti.
Ye, so bamba konapo ke mfowethu. So Evans, what he's saying is that, you know, the president needs to intervene here, needs to be seen to be among people and to say what he's supposed to be uttering there, you know, because people are very unhappy about many, many things, especially in materialism. They are saying the president has, over the years, done very bad things. And one of the things is the Kukula on the atrocities. So he has been, you know, quoted as saying he was not involved in those atrocities. It was the former president, Robert Mugabe, instead of him. But we still remember the late Robert Mugabe said it was a moment of madness. So that issue still hounds a lot of people in the region. So at the end of the day, that's what President Moyo is talking about here. He says, bring everybody to talk about some of these issues because you have more violence in soccer stadia like what happened yesterday. As we indicated here, the PSL has actually suspended all the matches because of what they are saying is violence and sort of like some hooliganism. Quite so.
Aywa, izulukunzi kwaizo baba Dube pata wanyaya pano yekunzi kuseri kwebhora kune nyaya dziriko dzakamira dzisati dzagadziriswa dzaakuburikidza nekupindiridza mukutambwa kwenhabvu saizvozvo. So vari kutaura vari kukurudzira kuti zvanga zvichida kuti mutungamiriri wenyika nevakuru vakuru vezvematongerwo enyika dai vauyawo vachidzika vachiuya kune vanhu vachizonzwa kuti vanhu vari kuchema nezvipi vachironga nekubatsirana nevanhu vari panzvimbo vari paground kuti zvogadziriswa sei zviri kunetsa nekuti mataurirwo ari kuitwa pano ari kutaridza sekuti nyaya yekutemana-temana mbhora iyi kwetimu Highlanders Dynamos kana nedzimwe dzekutimu dzekumatebeleland haisisiri nyaya yebhora chete asi yave nyaya yekuti kune zvinofanira kuti zvigadziriswe zvisati zvagadziriswa kune hondo dzimwe dziri kumashure kwebhora dzaakubudirikira mubhora nekuti hadzina vari kudzigadzirisa. Ndo zviri kutaurwa pano nevatauri vari pano. Vachiripo here?
Vusangu, you are still there. Yes,
we are here. Thank you.
Yes, go ahead. It was your question.
Right. Taakuita tichienda kudhuze nekuzonopedza zvedu. Asi mashoko amungataurire mwana wanhasi ane shungu yekutamba bhora otya kuti kune zviri kuitika zveviolence izvi, otya kuti kune zvematongerwo enyika zviriko izvi, mungamudzidzisa kuti kudii nhasi kuitira kuti asarasikirwe netariro yake?
Ya, ndinotenda zvikuru. I think chinhu chokutanga chinoda kuitwa kuZimbabwe ndechekuti history yedu inofanira kudzidziswa vana kuti vazive history yacho kuti chii chakamboitika, maevhensi ese akaitika from the tani yakauya mapambe pfumi kuna 1890 nezvavakaita uprisings ese akaitika muZimbabwe, zvese izvozvo zvinocontributa to the today's soccer. Kuti vanhu vazive maevhensi akaitika, vana vezimbabwe vachazvarwa nevasingazivi vazive maevhensi akaitika munyika yavo, zvinova zvinogona kuvandura kuti ivo vazivewo kuti saka nyika yedii yakamira sei, because most of the issues atinadzo dziri very delicate. So panyaya yesoka, I think right now because of my intermarriages and all that, especially kuMulawayo, tine vana vedu vakawanda vakazvarwa muMulawayo, vanoti ivo haisizi zvana kukura hwindi hatombozivi, because ini mai vangu muNdevere, baba vangu muShona, or the other way round, and I'm not going to fight hondo dzandisina kutanga. Saka inini I'll just take it from where I am. So I think it's encouraged kuti titaurire vana vedu kuti vasaita dig deeper into maevents akaitika back in the history, because of course history shapes the future, but at the same time sometimes if ukanzwa kunzi muhondo pane baba vepanext door aida kuuraya baba venyu, but today after 42 years maakutamba mese vana nevana, you cannot go and say maida kumbouraya baba vedu kaimini nguva yehondo. You can't do that. And also there's something called forgiveness. We need to forgive each other. The people in Matabeleland, they should forgive what happened before. And also if there's any of those people who participated also in the Gukurahondo issue, they should be forgiven, and they should also forgive. It's all about forgiveness and paving a way for reconciliation. Without that, you see, like in South Africa, they reconciled, and because of reconciliation that they did, at least we see that in South Africa, we don't see the South African black people killing the white people. I've heard that the white men can walk freely even in the middle of the night. Nobody can even try to even to take anything from the pocket. But we black people, I think what we need to do is we need to change the way that we want and how to shape our future. Look at Rwanda. There was genocide not too long ago. But right now you go to Rwanda, there is peace. There is reconciliation. The country is moving. Their economy is boosting. All these things, they are setbacks that actually prevent our country from getting ahead. So I think let's be united as a country. The past is the past. Let's start from now and move on to the future.
But the problem is that, Mr. Vusango, you cannot just tell people to say, okay, what was done long back, you just have to forget it and move on. Does it work like that?
Right, that's why I said I talked about reconciliation. And I said the president is working it through, is starting with the traditional leaders. Because if you go to any area, Brother Billy, if I go to Lupane or if I go to Ngai, the traditional leaders, they know that area, they know the issues of the area. So you start with the traditional leaders. They are the ones who can talk down or send the message down to his people, his kinsmen, right? So when he say, cease fire, kinsmen will cease the fire. But we can't say the president should come and have a dialogue on Mzilikazi Avenue there, or on Unity Square, and say, everyone just come so that we can do a reconciliation. We do step by step. We start from somewhere as we continue to go down to the people themselves. But I think the people themselves, they should be a little bit more of a way forward than bringing us back. I'll tell you that if it was today, definitely the Gukurahondo could have not happened. Why it happened? I mean, there are so many issues that contributed to that. Was it okay? That's why Robert Mugabe said no. It was a moment of madness. He actually acknowledged that. And as the president, he died before people even put him on the court of public opinion himself. So right now, I think President Mnangagwa should be given a chance, because he was not the one who championed that. He was actually a minister then. We had even Innocent Ngala, who was from Matabeleland, and who was actually part and parcel of that. But people don't want to talk about that. They want to shoot, maybe I'll say, the messenger. Today the president is the messenger, because he's bringing peace and good news to the country. Say, so let's sit down and talk about reconciliation. What can we do? At least he has done it. Imagine if he had not even tried to even bring that issue. Today, what are we going to be? What are we going to talk about? And I'm sure in the history, it is going to go down that President Edi Mnangagwa at least initiated, even if he does not continue or he does not finish it. At least he has started it. And you and me and the rest of the Zimbabweans, we are now to take it upon ourselves and say, should we continue to have this going around circles and circles into the next generation, or we should put at least a closure? We need some form of a closure to what happened before, so that our country can start on a clean slate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you very much. What is see Ubaba? This is a brilliant moyo. So as to tell you, the number, the local soccer lad, what are the Siambo and Kulu, our Zelam Sanji. So we are pumping for a moyo. See, really, Columbus City. I remember a local What are one long I mean, your muzzle, Umkul Kono, or Konapo, what is one long I mean, Kono suggestion of Antu, who to Mongamelan, Nele. Lana bantu isixolelane kungenzakala yini kumbe kufunakala ukuthi kulungiswe kakhulu ngoba lasala licantshana ibhorenda
ngombono wami mina engiwubonayo ukulunga kungalunga ukuze kuze kulunge ukuthi u-president ngokwakhe kumele sukume ehambe kumbe uyelupane eyenze into yakhona nothi ukuthi kumbe ukhuluma nabo sobhuku etshele osobhuku yena upresident eseharare kumbe ethume idelegate yakhe kaminista ithi ayihambe khona
ngayo siyakuzwa sibili kodwa ungazani sofrizile kancane singazi ukuthi ungene ngaphi umfowethu khonapho siyabona ukuthi insimbi zakhe azisamanga kuhle so-ke ye qhubeka khonapho sesikuzwa qhubeka
ngithi ngokwakhe upresident kasukume ebantwini ehambe ebatshele ukuthi hhayi sengibuyile ngiselupane lapho kwayenzakala khona kumbe ngisekhezi lapho kwayenzakala khona ematobo ngikhona zakhamuzi zematobo namhlanje buyanini ngikhulume lani sikhulume sibone ukuthi lina elayehlelwa luhlupho nalolo lwalukhona ngesikhathi naleso sibone ukuthi siphana okunganani sibone ukuthi sixolisana ngokunganani sisuke lapho sihambe into yangkhona ifezeke ibonakale ibe lekhanda eliphilayo ukuthi hayi nansi into iyenzakala elekhanda kathesi siyakhuluma ngakho lokho akula khanda elikhona akula into ebambekayo ukuthi nansi kathesi into kapresident kuyabe kukhulunywa ngabo sobhuku ukuthi osobhuku yiwo kumele bekhulume lezakhamizi ezihlala lapho akusebenzi thina ngombono wethu sithi upresident ngokwakhe simcela ukuthi kasukume ehambe ekhezi ematobo ngokwakhe kathi ilizwe ngelakhe anti nguye obusa abantu khathi okwenze engafuni ukuhambe ematobo yikwini kasi sikumele upresident wethu ehambe khona ngale ematobo ezikhulumela nabantu abayihlekela yintona leyo kuhle mbona ngathi ngena leyo engayenza njalo mbona ngathi abantu bengasala lokho kuqola njelamacompasetini angibona sekhulunyiwe ukuthi asiyalicompaseta ngokunje ngokunje mbona ngathi from there abantu mina mbona ngathi kungaqola ye kungathatha isikhathi kodwa mbona ngathi kungaqola ngoba kathesi kunje kunodaba lwe-airport abantu nalolu daba lwe-airport ukuthi kuthiwa sokukhitsha ihawu likankomo e-airport and ngokunye khonoku abantu bangapha esindebeleni abakusolayo ukuthi khangela into zethu ziyabanjwabanjwa into zethu ziyathintathintwa kwenzakalani kwenzakalani singenza lokhu uyabona sokukhithiwe lokhu sokukhithiwe yikho khonapho kulo daba khona upresident kumele ume ezwakala evoyisa emela wonke umuntu waseZimbabwe ukuthi kungenzakala yonke into yikho lapho ongaba lokuxola khona okukhona umbona kwami
siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Mr. Vusango, I think bring in a certain issue here concerning that shield which was removed by the aviation control of Zimbabwe so at the end of the day you're saying what is wrong is people to see as if they're being intimidated, people to see as if they're being
you know, relegated to second class citizens and all those kind of things. So, keep in there, Mr. Busango, and just 1 minute before we wrap up.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Moyo. Yeah, no, I don't think that's the notion that is you know, that is being peddled here. I think we should also emulate that the president, you know, when he goes to Matabeleland, he goes to Binga, he speaks, and the native language is there, which is something that is, to me, it's actually a plus for somebody to, you know, when someone is speaking a different language that is not of his mother tongue, he's trying to, it's an inclusiveness that he's doing. And I think, like what I said earlier, people just need to be tolerant enough. And if we are all willing as Zimbabweans to, because we can continue, Brother Gibbs, we can continue to keep looking for negativities, and for sure, because of where we came from, it's easier for me when I look at somebody from Matabeleland, I just have something to say, and they also look at somebody from Mashonaland or whatever, they have something to say. But at the end of the day, we as Zimbabweans, especially for our children, for the sake of our children who are going to take over this country when we are gone, it's important that we should not.
Yes, I think you are a little bit cut off. I think. Go ahead, I can hear you now. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. We should not let this baton passed on to our children.
Yes, I think your mic is getting a bit muffled. So I think let's give Evans a chance to just summarize what's on the song. Evans, go ahead, sir.
Yes, Baba Jure Nyakuza. So Tanzania Zakawanda Pano, Tanzania Zino Zino Tari Zakuti Pano Fano Rakuti pa taurwe nezvanzo tichienda kumberi tabata pano nyaya yekuti chandanyanya kubata pane zvataurwa pano zviri kunzi varume havari kuona sekuti kuseri kwebhora kune dzimwe nyaya dzakakura dzinofanira kuti dzigadziriswe munyika kuti vanhu vayanane vagone kufambidzana chero iro bhora rigone kuzotambwa zvakanaka. Pari kutaurwa nyaya yerusarura, pari kutaurwa nyaya yetribalism, potaura zvenyaya yekubatana. Ndanzwa mukoma wangu achitaura nyaya yekuti zvinoda kuti vana vanhasi vasanyanye kupinda pinda munyaya dzakare kare. Vamwe vakataura kuti vanoda kuti vadzidziswe history, vakure vachiziva kuti zvinhu zviri kubva nekupi zviri kuenda nekupi. Asi vataurwa pano, yes, nyaya dzakanaka chaizvo chaizvo.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think we have come to the end of our show today. If there was extra time, we'll put the 13 minutes that remained in yesterday's game. But unfortunately, we can't do that. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Regis Busangu of Zimbabwe PF. He loves soccer as well. Mr. Brilliant Moyo, who is a Poso supporter. Mr. Oscar Perumozindogo and Mr. Samuel Dube, they are independent commentators. Ken Hopper from Washington, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Evans?
Murari Zaganaga, I'm Evans Zininga, till Washington, D.C.
Good night.